This fruit is so valuable, it's been dubbed green gold, and it's destined for China.
At the end of the BRICS summit last year, the deal was signed to export avocados to China. So we now have access to China. But there's been a big process in between to meet all the requirements of the protocol that was agreed to. And we're very close now to being able to send the first shipment to China.
Derek Donkin is the CEO of a South African Fruit Growers Association and has been working with Chinese inspectors to open so-called green lanes to get avocado exports off the ground. China has long been the African continent's biggest trade partner, but the Asian giant exports some $60 billion more in goods to Africa each year than it imports. In South Africa's case, China exported $11 billion more than it imported in 2022, the most recent year for which figures are available.
Because there's been a strong impetus from the Chinese as well to make sure that this deal happens, because they're aware of that trade imbalance and that they need to be taking more exports from South Africa.
South Africa also exports its agricultural produce to the EU and US, which are its third and fourth largest markets respectively, behind the African continent and China. Many of South Africa's agricultural products benefit from tariff-free access to the US market under Washington's African Growth and Opportunity Act. The avocado deal with Beijing was made last year when South Africa hosted Chinese President Xi Jinping on a state visit alongside the summit of the BRICS group of emerging economies. At the time, South Africa urged China to address the trade deficit. Experts say China is also expanding its imports of semi-processed agriculture from Africa to ensure food security and avoid price inflation. Lauren Johnston is an associate professor of China Studies at the University of Sydney.
Another kind of bigger geostrategic reason for the push on food exports is similar to kind of diversify the global agricultural supply chain. You know, you've had this pressure on China. You've got the soybean pressure from the US. You've got different pressures and trade tensions between Australia and China.
As part of its agricultural push in Africa, China also imports soybeans, citrus, wine, and rooibos tea from South Africa, avocados and tea from Kenya, and coffee from Rwanda and Ethiopia. China's new ambassador to South Africa, Wu Peng, has promised measures are being taken to speed up the export of more agricultural products to China. The potential of this is huge, says Clive Garrett, marketing manager for ZZ2, a South African farming conglomerate which will soon be exporting its avocados to China.
Until October in 2023, South Africa really could only export to Europe, a little bit to the Middle East. But now, since then, we've had Japan, China and India open to us. And these are very exciting markets because the per capita consumption in these markets is still incredibly low. So we see huge opportunities of going into these markets.
According to industry estimates, there are some 300 million people in China earning enough to buy imported fruit. That can only be good news for farmers and workers here in this bucolic mountain town. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Zanine, Limpopo, South Africa.
At the end of the BRICS summit last year, the deal was signed to export avocados to China. So we now have access to China. But there's been a big process in between to meet all the requirements of the protocol that was agreed to. And we're very close now to being able to send the first shipment to China. Because there's been a strong impetus from the Chinese as well to make sure that this deal happens, because they're aware of that trade imbalance and that they need to be taking more exports from South Africa.
Another kind of bigger geostrategic reason for the push on food exports is similar to kind of diversify the global agricultural supply chain. You know, you've had this pressure on China. You've got the soybean pressure from the US. You've got different pressures and trade tensions between Australia and China.
Until October in 2023, South Africa really could only export to Europe, a little bit to the Middle East. But now, since then, we've had Japan, China and India open to us. And these are very exciting markets because the per capita consumption in these markets is still incredibly low. So we see huge opportunities of going into these markets.